Welcome back. It's been a little while since we had an update from folks at the Quincy Housing Authority, and since that time there is a lot going on. So Executive Director Jim Baranthus has stopped by. And one of the biggest changes, Jim, is you have a new assistant.
I do.
How are you?
Good, thanks. Nice to see you again,
Joe. Nice to see you. Last time I think it was virtual that we had an interview over Zoom. So there's a big change right there. We're back in person.
That's right. So, Laura Taylor is our new Assistant Executive Director for the Housing Authority, and we are very happy to have her with us.
Welcome, Laura.
Thank you, and so happy to be here, and thank you for having me today.
No, it's our pleasure. Welcome to Quincy. Welcome to QATV as well. Tell us a little bit about yourself, about your background.
Sure. Well, I've been in the housing industry for about 30 years plus.
Oh, is that all?
Oh, that's it, yeah. And I started in affordable housing, working for private affordable management companies, basically Section 8 tax credit deals, things of that nature. And then, I don't know, maybe in 2008, towards the end of 2008, I decided I wanted to get into the public sector. I went to DHCD, Department of Housing and Community Development, and I worked there in the Public Housing Division as the director for the Bureau of Housing Management. And basically, I had the opportunity to work with all 240 or so housing authorities across the Commonwealth.
Wow.
I've been there or was there for quite some time. Worked on the housing reform legislation, which was basically working with legislators in the state government to change public housing, the face of it, how it worked, how it operated for both tenants and for the housing authorities. Basically what it did was add much more transparency and accountability to public housing.
Okay.
Had the opportunity to, at the time, work with my
executive
director here, going across the Commonwealth. And working with all of the housing authorities.
Okay.
We ended up, through the changes in the legislation, developing and implementing about 11 housing programs that would monitor how housing authorities delivered services to tenants and how they performed in accordance with the state regulations and the laws. So it was an eye-opening experience, and I was so grateful to be a part of it. What it did, though, was it made me more eager to get back into the community and work directly with the public and serving the tenants that we were writing these programs for and helping to provide transparency and accountability for.
Yeah.
So, hence, I had the opportunity with an invitation from Mr. Baranthus to come back to Quincy. And I just have to say, Quincy is an amazing city. I never knew what it was about, how it operated, the sense of being a city but a small community.
Yeah.
Caring for the people who live in the community and empowering those people. And I am so happy and grateful to be a part of that.
Well, not only that, but you've also seen the transformation of the Quincy Housing Authority.
Absolutely.
Because you know what state it was in prior to Mr. Baranthus arriving. And we're able to see it's completely turned around to a complete 180, really.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I don't say this lightly. I contemplated coming back into the community, and it was because of James and his leadership and the staff that he has at the Quincy Housing Authority and the relationship that he has with the city that made me say Quincy is where I want to go.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Gold star, Jim.
Yes. We're very fortunate, though. We have a very good working relationship with the mayor and the city, and it's helped. I mean, it's enabled us to do everything that we've done, and we've been able to make a lot of changes because of our partners and because of, you know, the ability to get the things done that we needed to get done. So it's been a lot of people involved, and it's been a great working relationship.
How long have you now been executive director?
Just going on 8 years in Quincy.
Has it been that long?
But as the executive director, 5, and I was here for 3 before that.
Okay. So, I mean, obviously, you know that the state that it was in beforehand.
It was rough.
It
was rough.
How is it now?
It's great.
Yeah.
I think things are going very well. We're very fortunate. We've now added Laura to our team.
Yeah.
We also added Rick Brulad, who was another DHCD director, came to join us this year.
Wow.
He's now the director of modernization programs and technology for the Housing Authority. We've been making a lot of technology improvements and really improving the way that we do business.
In fact, it's not just the Quincy Housing Authority, right? So you have some other authorities under your jurisdiction.
We do.
Yeah.
We have management agreements with Hingham, Marshfield, and Hanson.
Yeah.
We just added Hanson this year, which has enabled us the ability to grow. We've hired a lot of new staff. We've expanded our Section 8 department. We've expanded our trades, and we've expanded the, you know, capacity that the Housing Authority has, which has benefited Quincy as well. So it's worked out pretty well.
Sure. And now getting into the business of property ownership, right?
We are. Yeah. We're in the process now of converting our federal public housing. So we're doing O'Brien Towers in Pagnano right now as phase one, and then phase two will be Drouin in Riverview. So what we're doing is we're RAD converting the federal public housing portfolio. So everybody in those buildings will receive a Section 8 voucher. It'll be a project-based Section 8 voucher, and it will enable the Housing Authority to receive more additional funding and be able to help us improve even more going forward. But really what it does is it sets the stage for the new company, which is going to be Quincy Development Corp. Mm-hmm. That new ownership company will now have the flexibility of leveraging those assets and leveraging that equity to be able to expand affordable housing within the city of Quincy in the future.
So actually building new public housing?
Correct.
Wow.
Right.
How long has it been since that happened in Quincy?
It's gonna give a lot of flexibility to the new entity, Quincy Development Corp.
Yeah.
Yes, it will.
Will there be a separate kind of governance for that new corporation?
There will be a new board, but okay. It's going to be a mirror board of the Quincy Housing Authority.
Okay.
So the same board that's appointed to the Quincy Housing Authority mm-hmm. will serve as the board for the Quincy Development Corp. And that was done really so that control is never lost, mm-hmm. so that the yep. city always has control over those two entities and, yeah. and the future of those entities.
So do you envision renovating existing properties or acquiring land for new properties or a combination of both?
We actually are fortunate that we do have some land that is ripe for development.
Really? Okay.
And we've been eyeing those parcels, and we've been putting together some strategies for how we're going to develop those parcels. And we've also been making a lot of capital improvements within the buildings over the last few years.
Yeah.
We've done roofs, we've done elevators, we've done flooring, we've done all the common areas. I mean, we've really addressed these buildings with the idea in mind that we're going to own these.
Right.
And,
yes.
you know,
investing in them, right?
Right. We
yes.
say to the staff every day that these are ours now.
Yes.
You know what I mean? These are our properties. We're not managing for someone else anymore. They're actually going to be owned by us. So.
Right.
It puts a different level of care into it.
Yeah. Is that common for housing authorities to do, or are you kind of breaking new ground here?
It's becoming more,
really?
More common. It's the HUD really wants to get out of the business of federal public housing.
Mm.
They would rather it go to RAD in a project-based voucher program.
What's RAD, Jim?
It's rental assistance demonstration.
Okay.
And
didn't mean to test you.
That's
just
okay.
Okay.
That's okay. there's like these short abbreviated
yeah, all these
words
acronyms.
For,
yeah.
for everything.
Yeah.
So that
yeah.
it takes you 2 seconds to, it's D, it, you know, everything's got initials and short
right.
letters. And so RAD is the ability of the Housing Authority to set up a second entity like we did,
mm-hmm.
take ownership of the buildings, issue the vouchers to everyone, and then what it does for HUD is it eliminates that future capital needs. So
yeah.
if you look at all the property that they own throughout the whole country, when you look at what those capital needs look like, you know, going forward in the next 10, 15, 20 years, it's a huge debt load for the government. So I think what the government is trying to do is say, hey, let's let companies privatize this.
Okay.
Let's let them be responsible mm-hmm. for what the future of capital needs look like, and let's just give them the project-based voucher, you know, the FMR, fair market rent,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
for those units,
okay.
and then it puts a little more responsibility on our new entity.
Yep.
So we don't have HUD to fall back on
right.
anymore. It's
yes.
it's us.
Yes.
And
yes.
but.
So will the funding be sufficient, though, to maintain those properties?
It will.
It will. Okay.
It will, because most housing authorities that do this RAD conversion, they bring in a private partner, an
oh.
equity partner,
mm-hmm.
and that equity partner dumps a whole bunch of money into the buildings,
mm-hmm.
and then they give up 50, 60% of ownership.
Mm.
Because we've been so fortunate over the last 7 years to receive all the grants that we've received and do all the capital improvements that we've done to these buildings, we don't need a partner. And now we're able to take ownership free and clear
yep.
and not have to give up that equity and not have to give up that ownership.
Okay.
So we really are kind of, that's a unique situation.
That is unique, yeah.
That's not common
right.
out there in the Housing Authority world.
Yeah.
Most of the properties need significant work.
Well, that was the major problem when you came in, was the,
right.
you know, the maintenance of the facilities.
Right.
That was the number one complaint.
Yep.
The state took a look at it and said, whoa, you
yeah.
know, fix this.
It's really the grant money. I mean, over the last 7 years, we're up over $30 million in grants that we've received.
Wow.
And that's money that we wouldn't have had. And it's that $30 million that's really,
driving
it's really, given us the leverage to move forward with owning these properties.
Yeah. Will there be any changes for tenants? Will they notice anything?
No, really, their rent stays the same.
Yep.
They still pay, one-third of their income as rent, and the rest would be made up through the project-based voucher. So for the tenant, really, it's only a new lease signing. Because of the new entity, it's now going to be Quincy Development Corp. They signed a new lease with Quincy Development Corp. And really, as far as services go, if anything, they're going to see an improvement because we'll have additional funding to expand on the programs that we already have. The elderly coordinator, the family support coordinator, the ROS program, the FSS program. All of these programs that we run to benefit the tenants, it'll give us the ability to actually expand those.
Yeah, and who knows their tenants better than the local authority, that's dealing with them every single day and knowing that their needs are best, how to meet those.
Right.
Speaking of those programs that you mentioned, you really have programs designed to help people become independent, right? To get out of public housing.
We do.
Yeah.
One of the greatest stories that I have is a tenant recently who was a federal public housing tenant. And she was enrolled in the FSS program. She was a single mom. And while she was enrolled in the FSS program, she got a job. And the way the program works is when you increase your income, you don't pay any more rent. So the housing authority collects it as if it is rent, but we put it in an escrow account.
Okay.
And every time your income goes up, your rent does not go up. That money goes into escrow so that when you meet all of the goals that you've set out in that FSS program, that money is given to you. So she just got a check from Quincy Housing Authority for almost $30,000. She put it down on a brand new house in Plymouth.
Wow.
She has a son.
Yep.
Her and her son just moved into a brand new home in Plymouth from graduating from that program. So that is that's perfect case scenario.
It's what it's all about.
It's right what it's
there.
All about.
Yeah.
So when you have success stories like that, it makes everybody that's involved feel good about what they do.
And it opens up a unit for somebody else who needs it as well, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
Correct.
So and it becomes cyclical.
That's how the programs are supposed to work.
Yeah.
They don't always work that way, but that's how they're supposed to work.
Just so folks know, FSS, Family Self-Sufficiency.
That is correct.
We've got to spell out these acronyms for people.
That is correct.
But there are others too, right? There's the ROS program.
There are.
There's an elderly program.
Yep.
I know actually today, I think, there's a financial literacy class that's going on with QCAP.
There is.
Yeah.
There is. QCAP has been a huge partner for the Quincy Housing Authority. We've partnered up on a lot of... They've done English as a second language courses for us. They've really assisted our tenants in many ways. So QCAP has been one of our strong supporters. Quincy College did free college courses for tenants this year.
Really?
Part of the COVID money that they got, they were able to give free college courses to our tenants and folks of low income. So really those partnerships within the city, like Laura said, it's a big city, but it's a small city.
Yeah.
And there's everybody's pushing the ball in the same direction. It makes a huge difference.
I bet. Yeah. What else? You've got a whole list of things. I know you don't want to run out of time before you get to
them. I mean, I COVID has been tough on all of us. We were fortunate. We got about 2 million masks in. The Housing Authority distributed masks to all of our tenants early on. We also went out, and Dave Cerrone, who's here with us today, really took heart to the program, and we went out, we distributed masks to every restaurant and every church in the city during COVID, which was a huge help. We also bought that bus that I mentioned, and we now own a bus that we drive our tenants to the supermarkets and to the pharmacies Tuesday through Friday. We pick a different building every week, and we go out and we drive them to the supermarket and the pharmacy using that bus that we purchased.
Okay.
And then the big thing that we've got going on is the renovation of O'Brien Towers. We partnered up with Rainbow Adult Healthcare, who has a facility here in Quincy, and they're building a new facility down in O'Brien Towers. It's due to open in 2 or 3 months now. They did a beautiful renovation to the community room, and they put an addition on the back where it has a closed-in all-glass room looking out to the water. They're going to have a doctor down there every day, a nurse. They're going to have massage rooms. They're going to have lunches and breakfast and all kinds of recreational activities for the seniors.
Wow.
So we're really looking forward to that partnership.
Wow, it's like the Quincy... Quincy Spa.
Yeah,
very
exactly.
Nice. And transportation available, right?
They will. They'll have transportation that'll run through all of our buildings every day,
That's
pick
great.
Folks up, bring them down there, and and you know, we're looking forward to that opening soon.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Is the there was a farmer's market, I know, specifically.
We do. We have the farmer's market. We had one at O'Brien Towers, and we had one at Tobin Towers. Mm-hmm. The one at Tobin Towers is back open.
Okay.
The one at O'Brien hasn't opened back up yet. They're having staffing issues, and like everybody.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They're having staffing issues and operational challenges, so.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And the splash pad.
The splash pad.
Yeah.
Everybody asks about the splash pad. The reason why it opened a little late was actually the kids broke the.
Of course they did.
They broke the button that starts the splash pad, and we had to get one shipped to us and made. And that's all been installed, and the splash pad is now open.
Okay.
So that's been rectified. And we got some big events coming up.
Yes.
We have cookouts coming up for all of our tenants. Mm-hmm. So on Monday, August 1st, we have O'Brien Towers. Tuesday, August 2nd, Pagnano. Wednesday, August 3rd, Sawyer Towers in Louis George Village. And August 4th, Tobin Towers. And on Friday, August 5th, Drowen Apartments.
Okay.
So we're going to be hosting cookouts for all the tenants
to come.
They'll
be eating well.
Yes, they'll be eating well.
Can they go to all of them if they want to?
No.
No.
They need to go to the one for their building.
Sounds like it's a fun time.
It really is.
Part of the goal, right, of Quincy Housing Authority is activities, right?
It is.
To make them feel like this is their home. They have some stake in their property.
Right. We're trying to kind of take public housing to a new level and make it more supportive housing and offer things that regular housing authorities don't offer and make it more of an assisted living type of facility where, you know, my goal is to have gyms in all of our buildings and to have activities for the residents that live there.
Yep.
And, you know, everyone that lives there, they're someone's mother, they're someone's father, they're someone's brother or sister. These are people. And you know, our goal is to give them the most services that we can with the budget that we have.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we focus on that daily.
Sounds like, Laura, that's one of the main aspects that drew you to Quincy was that mindset, I guess.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's said multiple times throughout any given workday that these are people's homes, and would your mother, would your sister, would your brother, would your, you know, daughter, would you want them to live there as well? So we take the level of service, we try to bring it to the highest level possible.
Sure.
And again, to, as James said, to hopefully help folks stay in the community, feel a part of the community, empower them in the community. And Quincy is an amazing, I can't say it enough, city. I learned something new every day. I was fortunate enough to be here in Quincy for 4th of July and saw all the fireworks along the water.
Yep.
And just saw how many, you know, folks in the community just got together and celebrated as a unit, as a community. And it did bring me back, and I'm glad it brought me back to Quincy. So, yeah.
Where were you prior?
Well, I was working for the state and affordable housing, mainly in the city of Boston.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, mainly in the city of Boston. So not too far.
You just had to come like seven miles
exactly.
south. Just get on a Braintree train and keep going.
Yes.
In traffic, 3 hours though. 7 miles, but 3 hours, right?
That's true. So, do you feel like when did you start here in Quincy?
Almost a year. August will make
really?
A year. Yes.
Oh, okay.
We were just talking earlier today. It feels like a lot longer. And it's a good feeling.
Yeah,
it's because every day there is something moving. Like James said, we're all moving in the same direction, and we're moving that ball or that, moving a little bit closer towards that goal. Mm. So there's never a dull moment, and I mean that sincerely. And I appreciate all that we do together as a team and all the hard work that we put in, because I hope our residents are feeling it and seeing it. And I feel it every day, so, yeah.
It's a great point, and I know neither of you could do this without a tremendous staff behind you.
Absolutely.
As you mentioned, Dave is here as one of them, but I know there's an entire family, right, of
housing
authority employees.
There is. Yeah. We've been blessed with a great team of people working for us, and I can't say enough about the staff. I mean, they move it every day, and like Laura said, there's no downtime and no quiet days.
Right, right. Yeah. I want to wish you both a very happy, safe summer.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for
having us.
Oh, it's our pleasure.
Appreciate it.
Stop by anytime.
All right, Joe.
Thank
good
you.
Seeing you.
You too.
All right.